Number 10, you must be willing to increase your profits while offering your customers more of your products and services. A classic example of this is the fast food restaurants. You're at the counter and they ask, "Would you like to supersize that?" You must be willing to supersize what you offer to offer more and make it easy for your customer to find out about the offer. Here's an example. You're a speaker and you've just finished your presentation to a large group. Your autograph table is swarmed with buyers. Your main offer is a $129 information product. You teach your staff to also offer a $200 reader's library for only $99 with the purchase of the $129 product. Let's say 500 people purchased the $129 product from you that day, and 20% of those same buyers purchased the $99 upsell. Your $99 upsell has $19 hard cost. So for a simple question from the staff you're already paying and the exact same overhead costs, you just made an extra $8,000. How? The $99 upsell minus $19 hard cost gives you an $80 profit. With a simple question, your staff sold 20% or 100 information product upsells. Multiply $80 profit by 100 sold, you've got an extra $8,000 in your pocket, and that's supersizing. Number 11, you must use headlines in your marketing pieces. Right now, agree that all your promotional pieces, ads, press releases, and commercials will have headlines, period. You wouldn't produce a book without a title. Who would want to buy it? The next goes for all your promotional pieces. Without a title, who would know to read it? To put cash in your pockets, you must put the eyes of your quality prospects on reading your promotional material. Many times, I've seen a headline change pull up to 200 more than a promotional piece with a weak headline. The copy, offer, and graphics were the same. The only change was the headline. Improvements, which can put thousands of dollars more in your pocket, are too important to pass up. Number 12, take a look at your satisfaction guarantee. You know, there was a time back in the 1980s and 90s, regardless of the industry, all the marketing gurus were talking about the importance of a 100% across the boards, no questions asked, money back guarantee. For consumers, this type of guarantee was shocking and new. Today, test your guarantee. Look at what is necessary both from a regulatory standpoint, consult with your attorney, and what will work with your promotional message. Some information products, especially high-end, sell better with little or no money-back guarantee. It all depends on how you position yourself as the expert. After all, if you were to pay $1,000 to spend a day with a celebrity of your dreams who could discover you, change your life for the better, and you knew that he or she could do it, would he or she be expected to give you a money-back guarantee? No. Number 13. Build a customer base nearly overnight. Most companies generate leads for their product or service, but fall through with the follow-up. I know of a company that generated 10,000 leads in a matter of days. This was much more than they were accustomed to generating. They couldn't contact all the leads in a timely manner. So I offered to help. I said I would create and maintain an electronic newsletter that would make immediate contact with these leads. I'd deliver information to the lead in a timely and cost-free manner. This would increase the lead's knowledge of my client's company and make converting the sales easier. To make this the sweetest deal possible, I said I'd do this for free. Why? Had I lost my mind? You make the call. Here's what happened. My client knew very little about the internet, electronic newsletters, autoresponders, and nothing about creating an online subscription database. And at the same time, neither did I. But I did have friends who knew how to do this, so I asked them to help me learn. I instructed the client that as the leads were being captured, tell the people calling they would receive information immediately via email. Then a follow-up call would happen shortly after the email. During the lead intake process, the leads were asked for permission to be subscribed to a free newsletter that would have further and ongoing information sent via email. My client was taking the phone call. Call intake was a normal part of my client's business. I was taking care of the email. My client was just relieved to get information in the hands of their prospects, immediately and free. The result? In less than 1 week, I had over 60,000 subscribers to my electronic newsletter, which I owned. I was delivering my clients' information free to their leads in exchange for joint tenancy of the list. This means my client got their information out to their clients with no out-of-pocket costs. I also acquired what I wanted. It wasn't immediate cash for my client. Rather, it was an almost overnight electronic subscriber base of over 60,000 quality prospects for my information products. This subscriber base was so large, it boggled the minds of my friends, who are highly regarded internet experts. They had been developing their own in-house lists for years and were very proud to have 10,000 subscribers. They were blown away when I called them, not knowing any better, and said, "I need to put together an electronic newsletter and database for 60,000 subscribers this week," close quote. Now, that was one of the stories that happened to Lori Prokop, my dear friend. Let's go on. Number 14, cash in by testing. This is one of the most ignored marketing truths. Not everyone says they test. But I can always tell who really does. How? Those who test tend to own their markets. Companies who take the time to test can outperform their competition by as much as 10 to 1. Here are a few of the ways I really make testing pay off. Two different headlines can result in very different sales figures. You're paying for the ad anyway, don't you want the most sales for your investment? One phone script can certainly outpull the other. Your sales staff is calling anyway, it makes sense to gather the most sales from the salaries you pay. Always test small before committing large funds to any project. Don't agree to a discounted rate for running a new ad multiple times. You could be throwing your money away. The ad could not pull. Or the ad could be great, but the magazine's audience just isn't right for you. Test, test, test. One of my favorite ways to test is via email. I send my proposed market piece out to a small group, about 20 to 50, quality prospects. What if I don't have 20 to 50 prospects? I find someone who does. I negotiate for access and contact information to these prospects for a test. I then take my marketing piece and turn it into an Adobe Acrobat file. It's fairly simple to convert documents from most standard word processing and documentation creation programs into an Adobe PDF file. In fact, Adobe lets you convert 5 documents for free right online at their website, adobe.com. And then my staff or I call each of the 20 quality prospects and let them know the email with a file attachment is on the way. The reason we make these calls? Most people won't open a file attachment unless they're expecting it and know where it comes from. In most cases, we have further conversations to see if we can make the sale or the deal. We also listen to what the prospects have to say, especially the questions we hear over and over. Once we see sales happening, then we move forward to roll out via email and test other methods in the same way. Only by careful, continual testing can you tell which ads, headlines, promotional pieces, lists, media, areas of the world, and segments of the population produce the most profitable results for you.